from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Keep the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
Change today, the liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you, I'm only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that dance, the only two. Man, how many times have I shown and proved? Man, how many nights I've been woke, swerving the potholes, not trying to put the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes, he thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? They want my life exposed, they wanna know about the highs and lows. Well, summer all I did was rest, okay? And New Year's all I did was stretch, okay? And Valentine's Day I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? 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 We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? 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 We'll see what's about to happen.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the C-Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach, motivational speaker, business coach, mindset coach. Get into your mind. Serial entrepreneur, wing aficionado, your favorite life coach's favorite life coach, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me at your local charity event, please don't forget the junior shout out to Pops. And welcome to another power-packed podcast. Yes, yes, I'm back. Season 4, episode 2, entitled, How Will I Know? And in this episode, we're going to be going over a couple of things for our delicious appetizers. We're going to be talking about my review of this amazing book, No More Mr. Nice Guy. That was a really great book by Dr. Robert Glover. We're going to talk about Black Superman. And also our entree, how will I know, or how do I know, in reference to dealing with someone, dating, relationship, when you first meet them. All those wonderful things are going to be here on the C-Plan D Show. But first, can I get my greetings out of the way? Of course you can, Gary. This is your show. It is? It's my show? Yes, it is. So guess what? Day one, A1 listeners, what's up? First time listeners, hey guys, how are you? Yes, the energy is up. Tu sabes las vibras, you know the vibes. YouTube watchers, that's getting all of this. Drink it all in, guys, in 1080p. All right, my Patreon supporters, thank you so much for your constant support. People that's in the U.S., outside of the U.S., all across the world that is watching this right now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up. And I'm looking forward to this amazing show today. And so let's just get right into it. Can we get right into it? Of course we can. Here, season 4, episode 2. And let's just go right into our C-Plan Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after this brief commercial break, we're going to get right into it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your C-Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Step in the Name of Love. And I want to read you a really amazing quote, and it goes like this. The only difference between where you are and where you want to be is the steps you haven't taken yet. All I wanted to let you know is that everything that you want, you can manifest and you can get it. There's not a lot of things that we can't get. And the things that we can't get, guess what? We just have to accept those things. I'm a 41-year-old man. If I had a desire back in the day when I was 20, 21, 25 to be in the NBA, that desire is no longer there. But every other thing that I want to do, want to have a podcast. Oh, wow, look at that. Want to be an entrepreneur. Oh, wow, look at that. Want to be a homeowner. Oh, wow, look at that. Want to increase my credit. Oh, wow, look at that. You can too. It's not, we're just regular people. We just have to have extraordinary goals and dreams and desires and drive. That's it, man. Just take one step in front of the other. You want to start working out? Start tomorrow, man. You want to be better? Identify what being better is and start stepping. Step in and lane with love. Because guess what? It really starts with you loving yourself. And when you love yourself, you're saying, hey, I deserve more. I want more. I'm going to be more. That's it, guys. So let's two-step. All right, let's step in the name of love. I know we don't really rock with that guy anymore, and we're praying for him, and hopefully, you know, he gets all the help he needs. But guess what? Let's step. Let's take one step. Just one step, because where you want to be is in the steps you haven't taken yet. Come on, man. Let's get it. Let's step. Let's step. And that's your See, Plan, Do moment of the week. Again, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. Such an amazing company, if I do say so myself. All right, can we get to our song of the week sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment? And right after this commercial break, we're going to get right into it. This is amazing. Listen, guys, this is an amazing artist. Please make sure that, hey, YouTube guys, you already know the vibes. You know we can't post a song, but the information is going to be down below. So right after you like, share, and subscribe, guess what? Please go to this amazing artist channel. Please make sure you listen to all these favorite songs. This has been my CD. I've been listening to this album since it came out. So please make sure you listen, and let's just drop that song right now.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Is your C Plan Do song of the week sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment? So as we're moving right along, hopefully you had an amazing day. Hopefully mothers out there, hopefully you had an amazing Mother's Day, right? Shout out to my mother. Shout out to all of the mothers out here, to the people who have lost their mothers. You are in our thoughts and our prayers. All right. And so let's get to our appetizer. I love appetizers. Please comment below what your favorite appetizer is. My favorite appetizer is calamari. I love calamari. Comment below what your favorite appetizer is. All right, so your appetizer is sponsored by Silk Hair by Sasha. Silk Hair by Sasha is a Black-owned company that provides high-quality Brazilian and Indian hair. They also carry bonnets, hair accessories, edge brushes, and they will be adding more and more and more products. They also have a custom wig service. Custom for you. Custom wig service. And guess what? You got to make sure you buy those bundles from them. So please, if you are in the mood to get that hair right, to be looking right, it's about to be a city girl summer. It's about to be a hot girl summer. If you are ready to look your absolute best, please make sure you visit their website and subscribe to receive information on deals. Follow them on IG and Facebook at Silk Hair by Sasha. And their website is www.silkhairbysasha.com. That website again is silkhairbysasha.com. One more time. Silkhairbysasha.com. I love my sponsors. All right. So can we get into our appetizer? So there are two things that I really wanted to talk about. All right. First, you're going to start seeing more book reviews. Okay. I wanted to start doing more book reviews. That was one of my goals, that I wanted to listen to 2 to 3 books a month, whether I'm listening to them or I'm watching them. So guess what? When I listen to them and I watch them, I'm going to take the information and share it with my peeps. Don't look around. I'm talking about you. You look at you. I'm talking about you. So I saw this book pop up in another group and on Facebook, and it's entitled No More Mr. Nice Guy. And it's by Dr. Robert Glover. And I really, really like this book. So to preface the book is highlighting and talking about people being nice guys. He talks mostly about men, but of course there's women who are quote unquote nice guys. And so when he's talking about not being a nice guy anymore, he's talking about not in essence about being nice. Of course you still should be nice, but he's talking about appeasing to people and lowering yourself for those other people. And by being a nice guy, you're not getting what you want. You also are sort of somewhat being manipulative because you want to be a nice guy. And all these things that are happening that you're getting or not getting, whether you're not getting the love or the affection or the things that you want, it comes from you trying to be a nice guy. And he's talking about in the book that you have a right to get what you want. You have a right to self-love and all those wonderful things that he talks about in those chapters. And guess what? I was a former nice guy. Now, everything that's in the book that he talks about, even from a psychological standpoint, I don't fall into that category. Some of the things that he talks about, but I can be honest and transparent with you guys and understand that I was a nice guy. And in essence, that means that I was allowing situations to benefit other people and I get the short end of the stick. That I wasn't getting what I wanted because in my mind, I had a sense of being nice, being a man, all those things. And guess what? I wind up being shorted. But that doesn't happen any damn more. I'll tell you that. And it's not, I'm still a nice guy, but I refuse to allow people to take advantage of me. I refuse to allow people to take my space, my energy, my time, and even space up here in my mind, right? And it's a work in progress because one of the things that people talk about, and it is sort of sad to say, to sort of come to terms with, I still don't agree with it, but people say that you should have low expectations for people. If you believe that or don't believe that, comment. If you're on YouTube, comment below. If that's what you feel, and I just still feel as though you should have expectations for people, but unfortunately, sometimes you get let down. And to me, it's about what happens when you get let down. Do you keep going back like some doormat or something like that? Because that's what, in essence, that's what he's highlighting, what Dr. Glover is highlighting when he's talking about no more Mr. Nice Guy. And it means that, hey, you're not getting what you want because you're letting people take advantage of you, that you're not speaking up, that you are lowering yourself because you want things to go the right way and you want to be perceived as a nice guy and all the stuff like that. And I'm here to tell you, no, no, I refuse. And so if you feel as though you have been too nice with people, it doesn't mean now you're striking with a vengeance, but it just means that understanding what that means, where it might be coming from, and some of the things you can do for yourself. One of the things in that book that really got me, that I knew that this book was speaking to me for the most part, was going out and actually having shame. I would feel guilty on going out to parties or something like that, because when I was married, I felt, you know, I remember my dad being able to go out for, you know, hours and hours on end, and I didn't like that. So as I became older, I didn't want that to be me. So even going out, even when I really needed to go out, like I'm a DJ, I really need to go out and get in the scene and listen to things, and I would feel guilty. And I have a right to go out. I have a right to do things that I want to do, and that can be just for me. So this book is really great if you are the person that is really, really nice, but you realize you're not getting what you want. And you can still be a nice person and get what you want, but it is about setting boundaries for yourself, loving yourself, accepting yourself, and really just making sure that you keep you in mind. And that was a really great book. And again, I'm going to be doing books every month because I want to increase how much I'm reading, because we can get so sucked and trapped into social media and stuff like that. And it's, while social media is great, it's just a hole, and we, you know, sometimes we really don't learn. So I really wanted to commit myself to reading more books, and I'll be sharing with you those books, and hopefully we can have a dialogue. So if you've ever read that book, you're a part of some of those groups, hey, comment below or send me information on how you feel about it. And if you've read the book, what are your thoughts about the book? So that is my review on No More Mr. Nice Guy. If I was to give thumbs up, I would say 2 thumbs up. I really liked it. I think that it's a lot of people who need to read that book, because it's a lot of people who are getting taken advantage of. And a person can't honestly take advantage of you if you don't present the opportunity to. And that's one of the things that he talks about. I think about imagine right now if there is let's say there's an ATM that you're aware of that every day is spitting out $50 bills, and you knew about it, I'm pretty sure you would do it. If other people knew about it, they would go and check it out, right? And so we can't expect the person that's going to get those $50 bills every day to stop. It's just that the ATM has to stop. And you have to stop being an ATM, giving up your all those things I said earlier, and you're not getting anything in return, and you're not speaking up about it. Nah, no more. No more Mr. Nice Guy. 2 thumbs up for that book. I really liked it. So make sure you go listen to it, watch it. You know, tell me what your thoughts. Come back to this video. Tell me what your thoughts are about it so we can have a great dialogue. All right. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is recently there have been talks that they're going that DC, you know, the movie company, the comic book company, the huge company, that they're coming out and they're going to make a version of Superman, which is black. And I sat with it. I thought about it. You know, I heard some other people talking about it on that podcast. And I'm not going to lie, I'm tired of stuff like that. And what I mean is, of course, I want to see a lot more black superheroes. I do. But we got to stop just trying. And we got to stop trying to just change things just to change things. I would prefer that DC or Marvel or any of these people, that clearly Superman has been this guy, right? White guy, blue eyes, you know, tall, all those wonderful things. Like, you know, that this is the guy. We know, we recognize him as the guy. We don't have to change him. If we want to sort of change the dynamic of what things look like, let's just make new amazing characters that are black. What's next? Wonder Woman's black? Batman is black? Like, everything doesn't have to be, like, if we're going to start highlighting, you know, having different diversity, it doesn't mean going to me. And I might be wrong, but for me, it shouldn't mean that we're just changing somebody who's already been there. Oh, they're black. We don't have to change Wonder Woman or Batman or The Flash. We don't have to change any of those people. Iron Man, what's next? Iron Man? The Hulk is black? You know, I've really loved how they did Miles Morales with Spider-Man, but guess what? We already knew he was black. So I would prefer that we start changing the dynamics of, you know, more characters. And I think that that's what we need to start doing in at, you know, these companies. Of course, I know you guys are listening. Start getting more of these characters in. We've heard all the, you know, we love the Joker. We love Batman. We love Superman. We love Spider-Man. We love the Avengers. We love all these different people. But the comic books out here, the stories, they're so rich with other people. And we can get those stories in. And a lot of those people are black. Let's get those people in. All right. Let's get more of those characters in. So that way it doesn't just have to be, it's not even being original, man. That's where I really like, it's not even being original. It's just saying, oh, hey, make Superman black. We shouldn't be doing it. Look at Black Panther. Look at how successful Black Panther was. And that was a legit story. Black Panther wasn't white. And then we made him black. He was a black man. They promoted it. It was something that was great. And you had a lot of people. And still to this day, we had it. So let's make more characters that are diverse. Right? Whether they are we pulling them from the storylines or we're just creating new characters. Let's just do that. We don't always have to just simply change some staple things just to change them. Like, oh yeah, we're going to make them black. Or we're going to make this person, you know, Hispanic or Latino. Or we're going to make this person different cultures and different. We can just start making new people. And that just opens up the universe. There's a lot of these different characters in these different universes that we don't know about. Nobody really knows about Black Adam until The Rock started training for it. I mean, he trains every day, but now we're going to get Black Adam. But we ain't even get Martian Manhunter. We see Martian Manhunter in these movies, but we ain't got him. Where he at? Where's his movie? It could be a legit movie of Martian Manhunter. So, movie companies. It's coming off very ingenuine now. It is. That's what it is to me. It's coming off ingenuine and be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Let's do this. We saw what happened with Star Wars. And we had the black actor, I can't remember his name. Type his name in the comments for me, please. As far as when we had a black star, I mean, of course, we already had Billy Dee Williams. But when we had a black star in Star Wars, yeah, people was having an issue. But guess what? It was amazing. It was great. Look at Black Lightning. You can have Black Lightning as a movie. That could be a movie. I mean, I know it's a TV show, but you could transition it to a movie. We don't always have to just try to, it's just coming off and genuine and it's messing things up. It makes it only about one color. And it's not black. It's not white. It's green. Because you can't tell me that a company really gave a damn when they were in the room and said, you know what, guys, let's make Superman black. What was their agenda? What do you think their agenda was? To be diverse? Hell no. They were looking at the money because they know we're going to show up and watch it. Now, let's talk about the second part of this, man. I want diverse characters with great storylines, and I want them to just be, it's okay to have white superheroes. It's okay, guys. We're okay. We can have black superheroes, all ethnic backgrounds. Let's have all of them. But we don't have to just change the core ones and just to be like, hey, let's just make them all black or all these different. We don't have to do that, right? It comes off ingenuine. Now, the second part of this. All right. Hey, man, I'm just one person. I didn't fill out a petition. I didn't do any of those things. But who was trying to pitch for it? Now, damn it, I have an issue with this. Michael B. Jordan. And I love Michael B. Jordan. I think he killed it as Killmonger. I would want to see a Killmonger prequel. I would want to see that. Hey, look at that, guys. Make a Killmonger prequel. I loved him in Black Panther. He's an amazing at Fruitvale Station. I was crying. That's a great movie. right? He's an affair, of course, a talented actor, but this man is 6 feet, and I know that they can, you know, I don't want to be like petty or trying to pick at things. Superman legit is 6'3", 200 plus pounds. Y'all better stop this shit. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. No, we can't just be now. All right, if we're going to have a black Superman, let's choose somebody we don't know. You can't tell me that you're going to have, we see what Michael B. Jordan looks like. You can't be having him be Superman. What the heck? What is going on? No, you need a legit somebody that is cut, that's bigger. No. Y'all, now we tripping. All right. It's things that we could do, but if y'all gonna go that route, get an unknown. Get somebody that we don't know that we can attach him to. If you're gonna do Black Superman, that we can attach him to that. Even in the Superman storyline, you can have him do Lord Zod, I believe. And he's black. Do that. Don't have Michael B. Jordan out here, man, looking like Superman, like a small Superman. That's going to be crazy. And DC, and I know you guys, the executives are listening to this right now in the boardroom, y'all already are behind the ball, man. Don't do it. Okay? And if you are listening to this, hey, get me in. Hey, guys, get me in there. Okay? I can have this podcast and then reporting that, you know, something happened with Superman. Get me in that show. Listen, get me in there. Okay. All right. I love you guys. All right. Moving on. Just get me in there though. If somebody listening and you can get me in one in Marvel, DC, I'll even take, what is it? What's UPN now? WB, one of them, I'll be on Charmed still on. Get me on Charmed. The Flash? What? I'll be one of the criminals. But yeah, I'm serious, guys. Let's I love the diversity and I love that we're looking to be diverse, but like, okay, let's be diverse. Let's not just change something that has been happening for a while. All right. We can have staple characters that have been a certain way. And then look at it and not always just be like, well, what if they're black? Because they were going to do that with James Bond, too. You know, James. Now, to me, James Bond, some people are going to say, well, James Bond has always been white. Now, that's a character because we have so many different James Bonds. And James Bond is just a spy. They can have Idris Elba. That would have been great to see him in it. He fits that mold, right? He fits that. But imagine him trying to be Superman. Like, come on, man. Come on, we got to chill. All right. But that's our appetizers. Go get the book and, you know, whatever. But to be honest, any black movie that comes out and references superheroes, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be right there and I'm going to review it. All right. And guess what, guys? Coming down the line, I'm going to be reviewing all of these movies exclusive content on Patreon. And you can get a part of that, man. I'm not even doing movie reviews on this. We're going to take it over there. Okay. All right. Moving on. Can we get to our entree, Gary? Yes, we can. And season 4, episode 2. How do I know? On a C Plan Do Show with me, Gary O'Neill Jr. And so let's talk about what that means. And so today, again, I wanted to talk about, hey, as far as dating, whether you're beginning, whether you're dating someone or you're in a committed relationship or in an active relationship, exclusive dating, that how do you know? How do you know this is the person? How do you know this is the guy? How do you know this is the lady? How do you know they're the one, right? How do we know? So of course, the entree is sponsored by Lalone Clothing. And guess what? You can get official merch of the show. Today, I'm wearing the Tusabe's Las Vibra shirt. That's one of the hottest sellers outside of Everything Will Be Okay. Make sure you get that shirt. Sir, get me that shirt. But sir, it's right at laloneclothing.com. No, I don't want to do that because that's Mike Cakes is freaking hilarious. So make sure you go check him out. I don't even want to do his stuff. It was funny though. I was ready to do it. But now go to laloneclothing.com and get a shirt or some apparel or something that supports the show that matches your vibe. Like I said, I love my two Sabes Las Vibras. And if you don't know what that means you know the vibes in Spanish. I love it. I've been saying it since day one. Two Sabes Las Vibras. Get that. Get your merch. It's stickers on there. It's other shirts that talk about entrepreneurship, motivation, all those wonderful things. So get a pair that fits your vibe at LaLoneClothing.com. All right. L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. One more again. L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. Get it now. What are you doing? You got a phone. You're watching me. You're listening to me. Go grab your laptop or grab your phone and order something right now. Please, will you? I'm trying. And also like, share, and subscribe. Okay. I'm trying to get a million followers, supporters by the end of the year. Can you help me if you do it? And then you tell two people to do it. We just keep going and going and going. And then a million people. And then guess what's going to be a huge production here. But make sure you check out LaLoneClothing.com first. All right. So let's get to our entree of the evening. Or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are in your time zone and when you're listening or watching this. First thing, because guess what? Dating season will be here. It is getting warmer. It's getting warmer. And also COVID restrictions are being lifted. So that means that people are going to be going out more. And so now that we have that happening, we see that people are going to start dating more. Dating sites are going to be up. All right. Dates up. All these going out up. So people going to be meeting each other more, want to get out here. And so guess what? Your favorite life coach is here to assist you in this dating season, whether you're dating, you're really getting to know someone, or you are already currently in a relationship and you're asking yourself, how do I know? And I really came up with this episode because guess what? People ask me, well, how do I know? Well, let me break it down to you. The first thing, first, guys, come on in here. Let's talk about people who are going to start dating. You haven't been dating. You haven't been out here, and now you're jumping into it. Can I submit to you? Patent pending, guys. Two-part guaranteed question. That if you are starting to date, that if you ask yourself and you're honest and you ask yourself these two questions, they will save you a lot of time, energy, and money. Oh, because that's what we do here on the C-Plan Do Show. We're saving people time, we're saving people energy, we're saving people's money that you can donate to me. All right, first thing, number one, and I hope you have, of course you have your pen and paper because you're going to write this down. First question, are you guys ready? Of course you are. First question is, do I find this person attractive? And this is for somebody who's just starting and getting out to dating. I met a person and my question should be, do I find this person attractive? Now, you could talk about physically, right? Mentally, spiritually, whatever. But you have to find this person attractive. And I'm not, see, some people, they want to downplay and downsize the idea of physical attractiveness. Nah, get what you want. You need to find this person physically attractive. Because I don't want you to roll over in the morning. No, I want be attractive to this person. Okay. And it's not just physical. It's all other things. Do I find this person attractive? If you say yes, we can move to part two of the question. If you say no, skirt. Well, you know what I need you to do? I need you to realize that this person can only be a friend to you. That's it. Now, if you change one day and realize that they are attracted to you or that you're attracted to them or some Stefan Urkel stuff or somehow they changed it up, then now, by all means, you can review question number one. But if currently right now, if there's somebody that's interested in you, you need to look at them and say, do I find this person attractive? And if it's yes, proceed to question number two. If it's no, friend, associate, Maybe you can play Call of Duty together or go bowling or whatever. But they ain't getting no, they're not getting past that. But if you find this person attractive, question number two is there something about this person that would prevent you from actively dating this person? And that could be, now that's on you, because you have to already have your standards, your parameters, all those things. If you don't want to deal with somebody who has kids, don't feel bad. Don't. Some people I know don't want to date with somebody who has kids and they got kids. And I'm like, what the hell? But guess what? They have a right to do that. Set your parameters. And is there something about this person that would prevent you from dating them? If you say yes, they can only be a friend. If you say no, then by all means, you have your life coach's blessing and date them. Okay? Again, two-part question. Number one, do I find this person attractive? Do they do it for me? Do they do it for you? That's going to be on Patreon. I'm going to talk to you guys like that on Patreon. Not here. This is free. Whoa. All right. Part two. Is there something about the person that would prevent me from having a relationship, from me dating this person? Anybody got that? Easy, right? And be honest with yourself. Okay. So that's for people who are starting. That's what I want you to focus on, knowing your parameters, knowing what you like, knowing what you want, and then going right into those two questions, okay? But by all means, date. Some people say, well, they only want to date one person. My viewpoint is, I would say date multiple people because you're dating, right? And I found that with my clients that what they've noticed is that if they date one person, then the good stuff is great. It now it's great, right? And the bad stuff is minimalized. It's very minimal. Like, oh, okay, it's not that serious. But if you were dating other people, you'd be like, whoa, this is a little too much for that person. Okay? So that's for the people who are dating. So if you're starting, you're ready to start this summer, you ready to start dating, you ready to be out here, there you go. That was for you. All right? Make sure you say thank you in the comments. You're welcome. All right, number two. And this is for people who are now, you are dating this person. You are dealing with this person. You are feeling this person. You guys went out on dates. You want to know, hey, Gary, how will I know? How do I know this is the person? Now, typically when you're dating, I'm going to call this the Mings. Now, the Mings is going to be something that typically we talk about when you're forming a group. Right. But I like to use this in reference to dating, because the first thing is going to be forming. Right. You have decided this. You and this person has decided that, hey, all right, you guys are going to start dating or whatever level that you guys have decided. But for the most part, let's say for this context, for this podcast episode, you are saying, hey, we're going to start being exclusive, or we're going to start dating exclusively. Forming is going to be, that's the first Ming. Forming is when you guys are coming together, but there's still a lot of individual stuff that you guys got to work out, right? One of the biggest things you might ask is, what are we? And that's where you got to go back and say, hey, let's talk about it. Because you don't want somebody to say, well, what are we? And the person says, we're just ordinary people. Then that's a problem, right? Now you got to be back outside. Okay, so forming, and this is where you guys are getting together. Hey, you guys, hey, you know, you realize that I find this person attractive and there's nothing getting in the way of me dating this person. And now we've been dating, we've been doing all these things, we're having a good time. I'm still individual, they're still an individual. And of course, you'll still always be an individual, whether you're in a relationship or not. But this is where you're forming stuff, right? This is where you're coming together. You're still individual, but you're coming together. All right. The next Ming. So we got forming. The next thing is storming. And this is where you really know if you want to deal with this person, because everything is sweet when you're dating the person, when you're first initially meet the person. Remember back in the day, staying on the phone all night? Staying on the phone all night on nights and weekends when they were free. You know, all that stuff was great. You know, of course, when they sleep, they look like Jesus when they sleep. Oh, you look a little baby Jesus. Oh, you like Captain Crunch? Oh, I love it. I love that. I love Captain Crunch too. I knew the universe had you in mind. I knew when I listened to Gary's first episode of season 3 entitled The Universe Is My Homeboy, that I knew that if I put it out there, you would be showing up. And look at you. All that stuff is cute until that first argument goes by. Yeah, they like how you eat until that first argument goes by. Now you Porky the Pig. What? So storming is when those conflicts arise. Because remember, we're individual people and we're coming together. Conflicts can arise. Now, this is where you're like, hey, how do I know? And this is going to be, how are you guys dealing with them? Right? And this is where you start unraveling and realizing that, hey, you know what? Okay, in this conflict, I realize this. People that tell me, hey, we never get into an argument or we don't ever disagree, their asses is lying. What? They don't get into no arguments? I can think of 3 questions right now that would create an argument. I'm not even going to do that to you guys. All right? Maybe I'll do that on Patreon. Three statements or 3 questions that would generate an argument in any situation. All right, I'm going to give you 1, though, because I love y'all. The first question is, does a draw 2 go on a draw 4? That's a fight right there. That's a fight right there. Look, you are listening to this, and you just turn to somebody, and you're ready to ask them. Don't even ask them. Don't, because then I got to make – then you have to go back to season 2 on how to survive a breakup. See, y'all hear me right now? This is season 4, and I didn't talk. If this is your first time listening, again, welcome. If this is somebody that you're casual listening to, go back and listen to these fire-ass episodes, man. What you doing? So storming, right? So storming is where, hey, man, we're going through a storm. Here's where we have conflicts, and this is where we understand what this person is. This is where we're realizing, like, yo, this person may have some issues, or not necessarily issues, but how they're handling things. And how can we deal with them? You know, does this person have trust issues? How are we handling that? Does this person, you know, have anger issues? Or are they poor with money? Or, you know, do they feel as though having a conversation is reprimanding them? Or they want to do what they want to do, stuff like that. How are you handling conflict? How are you handling issues that arise? And how you guys handle it is how you'll know if that's the person. Most people don't make it because of the storms. And norming, so remember we had forming, storming, norming, is now we are rocking and rolling. We've come together. We agree. All right. We got some clarity. We know who we are. We know our couple. We know that person. They know us. We are norming. Now things are normal. Things are, you know, we're agreeing on a lot of things and agreeing how things should go, especially when we go through that conflict. And these are all groups. I'm just using this as far as a relationship. And the last thing is going to be performing. Now we're out here, okay? We got matching outfits, right? We are clear about who we are, and that's a beautiful thing. I see that a lot on social media. I see a lot of people who have reached that performing stage, and it's beautiful. You can also see when people are forming or storming or norm. You can see all those wonderful things play out on social media. So if you're going through, if you're at this point, you are dating somebody and you want to know, how do I know? Just think about those mings, okay? Forming, storming, norming, and performing. I swear, man. Watch. Wait till the show blows up. Wait till the show blows to... All right. Okay. I'm going to chill. All right. And for those people in a relationship, because I get access all the time. How do I know they're the one? Now, that's real. How do I know that they're the one? The first question I ask you is, and before I say this, guys, I'm sorry. Once I read it, once I wrote it down on my paper, I immediately thought this song and I have to sing it. So just prepare yourself that Gary is about to sing a portion of a song and Gary is not a singer. It might sound sweet. I don't know. My microphone is pretty good. So we'll see. My first question to you is, you've been dealing with this person. How does it feel? Sorry. But how does it feel? Is it still fresh? Is it still new? Do you still get butterflies? Does it feel good to you? How does it feel? Just take a moment. How does it feel to you? Is this where you should be? This where you want to be? On your Donnell Jones stuff? Where I want to... All right, that's enough of that. That's Patreon. Y'all got to pay for me singing. Y'all got to pay, okay? How does it feel? Do they still make you blush? Do you still get excited when you see them? How does it feel? All right. Number two is going to be, are you guys at this point, you know, especially if you're in a serious relationship, have you already started planning for the future? Now, you have to be wary of and beware of people that you're dealing with and they don't have any set plans for the future, whether for themselves, for you guys as a couple. What are we doing here, right? What's the plan? Moving. This is where you're, you know, if you're getting serious, where it's like you guys might take it to the next level and get married. Are we talking about money? Are we talking about, you know, how, if you have kids and they have kids, how are we situating that? You know, what does the future look like for us? And if you ask someone, hey, what do you think about the future with us? And they just be like, well, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Sure, wait a minute. Now, of course, don't ask that if you're the first component I talked about, where you just met this person and you just asked those two questions and now you're at lunch and you're talking about, hey, what are our plans for the future? And you ain't even get a margarita in you. But what are your plans for the future if you're serious? What's going on with them? Is there some things that they need to work on? Absence of you, and what I mean absent of you, are there things that they need to work on that they acknowledge they need to work on? Not that you told them they need to work on that. They need to be actively understanding that they need to work on it, and are they working on it? Again, what are your plans for the future? Do you see a future with this person? When you close your eyes, do you see a future with this person? Is this person here? Is your normal stuff like, hey, coming home or making breakfast or, you know, the things that people do in relationships, do you imagine this is the person? Because some people, when you get here, you're like, oh, I'm tired of this person. Oh, I'm going to stay out because I want to go home. If you ever find yourself saying you want to stay out because you don't want to go home, you may have to reevaluate. And the last thing about people that are in these relationships is avoiding complacency. And that's a big thing because you can get sucked into just doing the same thing over and over and over. And you wanted to do other things. It's one thing if that's your thing, right? You guys eat crabs? Great. You guys watch movies and that's your thing? Great. You guys go out? Great. But being complacent and just turning around and realizing that, hey, man, that you know, it's not really, it's not as spicy. Now it's not as flavorful. What happened to us? Where did we go wrong? Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm thinking of all these songs in my head when I'm saying these words. But where are we? And you turn around and nothing has happened. You haven't went anywhere. You haven't done anything. So just trying to avoid that. All right. So how does it feel? Do you guys have plans for the future? And what is your plan? Or how are you guys avoiding complacency? Is that person making you feel special all the time? Are they doing things to excite you? Are you doing things to excite them? Is your relationship exciting regardless if it was the first day or the 603rd day? Yeah. And if it's not and you're listening to that, I challenge you today to do something spicy. Now, don't do something spicy to get you locked up, but do something spicy or create that spark back into what you guys were. What happened? Did you stop giving out flowers? Did you stop writing notes? Did you stop touching this person? Kissing them? What happened? And how can we avoid it? Yeah. All right. And so as we roll out from here, man, because you know I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And I don't want to, you know, I know this is a great topic. And of course, please like, share, and subscribe. And also, you know, tell me how you feel about this episode. Last thing I want to talk about is the three C's. This should be patent pending as well. As far as whether you're starting, you know, and this is, you know, whether you're starting, whether you're in the middle or you're in a relationship. These three C's should always be a thing. And a lot of people say, you know, as they talk to me about their relationships and they was, how do I know? How will I know? How do I know? How will I know? Sort of go hand in hand. So the first thing, the first C is going to be communication. Now, guys, I know that there is a stigma about men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and guys speak differently than women and women speak differently than men, and communication is a thing and blah, 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 blah. Listen, man, the first thing is communication. Regardless if they're a texter or they call you, you know, and that's not just men and women. That's just generational stuff at times. You know, regardless of whatever realm they communicate with, they should be doing that with you. That's the first step. Communication is the key to any successful relationship. Most things, most misunderstandings can be remedied with basic communication. It's true. It's facts. So are they communicating with you? Do you feel as though they're communicating with you? Are they letting you know how they feel? Are they letting you know? Have you talked to them? You know, I have a friend who she was talking to this guy and they were talking all the time and it was just starting out. And guess what? The day, and we're going to get to the next C. But when it was time to do something, she didn't hear from him. And then his communication was lack after that. Which goes to the second thing. So the first thing is communicating. If they're not communicating with you, they may not be the one. Again, think back on back in the day, we used to talk that phone off. Laying around on every which way, you know, that was great. Right? So the next thing is going to be commitment. Are they seeing you? Are they making plans with you? What is the commitment level here? You know, when I talk about goal setting and managing your goals, biggest question I ask people is, what are your commitments? That's it. What are your commitments on getting it done? So is this person committed to you and do you feel it? Are you guys going out? Is there, what's happening here? And especially with the commitment on making plans. So the person I just talked about, hey, you know, it was early stages. This guy was all enamored and all in the infatuation stage and was saying, oh, you know, they may take it to the next level and blah, 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 blah. And they had not even been to lunch. So he was saying, yeah, we're going to go out to dinner. And guess what? That day came. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. Didn't even apologize. Where's the commitment there? Everybody can talk you to death. Talking is easy. Commitments are where you get your proof. Okay? So communication is very important. Commitment. Are they making plans? Are they committing to you? Which is an action. What action is supporting that they are around? How do you know? What's their actions telling you? What are their actions telling you right now? And the last thing is care. Now, guess what? Everybody may not have a silver tongue like me, right? I get it. Everyone may not have the money to take you out to movies and dinner and stuff like that, right? But when you feel as though they don't care, are they canceling last minute things with you? Are they okay with not talking to you for a long period of time? Are the issues when you're storming, are they being valued? And is that person working on those things? And is there a dialogue that promotes growth? That's how you know somebody cares. If they're not doing it, then how do you know? Because you feel like they don't care. If someone mails it in on things that you like to do, things that you love, your birthday, Christmas, whatever. So many different holidays people really are huge on. So let's say that you are huge on Valentine's Day. That's a huge event to you. Just because that person doesn't, they may not have that same feeling about it. It doesn't mean that they can't acknowledge and do something about it, because that means that they care. But mailing it in, are they, do you feel as though they care? Or it's just whatever. You raise up an issue and it's like, well, take it or leave it. I'm doing me. You do you. Doesn't sound like they care, yeah? But if they are jumping at the chance to make it right, they are apologetic, they're communicating with you. You know, you're going through that storming phase together, but you're working it out. You're doing what you need to do. That's how you know. Ultimately, if I was to sum up all this stuff in one word, it would be action. People's words rarely tell you the truth. Their actions do. That's it. You want to think about our politicians. What do they do? Talk, talk, talkity, talk, talk, talk. I'm not here to make this a political show, but if you take a moment to think about it, think about how hard your politician, your politician in your area, whether it's a small, you know, or a big politician in your area, think about the media blitz or how they were coming around, they're on a median strip, they're waving at people, they're at your white party, they're at cookouts, they're doing all these things. You're getting a million flyers a day. They're at town hall meetings. They're doing all these things, man. And then they get your vote. When's the last time you saw them? Huh? When's the last time you saw them? When last time they checked up on you? Because when they were running, when they were campaigning, oh, they were stopping by your house. They were texting you. WYD. Right? Remember all those texts that we were getting from political parties? I'm like, how did you get this number? Now, do you get them now? You won't get them now. But luckily for me and for a lot of people, you feel like your politician's at work, because I can go to my politician's page and look at the work that she's doing. Odette Ramos is the person. If you go back and look at a couple of seasons previously, Odette Ramos was my political person here. She's my councilwoman in my area. And I had her on because of her actions. And now she won the election and I'm still seeing her put in the work. Action, guys. What are their actions telling you? That's how you'll know. All right, guys. Guess what? Episode 2 is wrapped up. Man, that was a really good episode. I really liked that. And guess what? Hopefully you liked it too. Please comment below. I'm all for dialogue, constructive criticism, all of that. Please let me know how you felt about the episode. Guess what, guys? You can catch this episode, watch this again a million times. All right. You can watch this episode as well as previous episodes, as well as listening to episodes. You can go to, you can check out any of the episodes by going to cplandushow.com. You'll see all the information there. Each and every Tuesday, I drop an episode hot and fresh and ready for you. Yeah. Guess what? If you want to be a supporter of this show, outside of you liking, sharing, subscribing, which I love very much, thank you so much for that, you can become a Patreon supporter. By being a Patreon supporter, you are directly adding financial support to this show that can get certain things, that I can do certain things. Not just for me, I might want to do a community project. And by you funneling in those funds for the price of a cup of coffee, for a meal, you can greatly support your show. And I promise you, Patreon supporters, that you will see exclusive content that won't be on here. Oh, no, no, no. One of the first things that you'll notice is I'm going to be doing movie reviews. So if you want to see a movie you want me to review, that you want to talk about it, put it in the comments below. Let me know if you're on a social media page. Let me know what you want to talk about. All right. And we can bring up those things on the Patreon supporter page. Yeah. You can become a great, you know, I definitely appreciate all my Patreon supporters that help this show grow. And last but certainly not least, as I've said time and time and time again, thank you for watching the show. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being a part of the show, because guess what? You are the best part of the show. I know I'm the host. I know I bought the band and I bought this mic and you see all this wonderful stuff here, right? But you are the best part of the show. You make the show. And so until we see each other again, because of course we'll see each other again. I'm looking at you right now. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you, right? Until we talk again, because we have a lot to say. And until we share those special, special moments again. Always remember, guys, to see what you want to do. Close your eyes and envision it. Plan that thing out, man. And simply do it. All right, guys, until I see you next time, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Bye!